Jason, fourth place in the semi-finals of the 100 metres is remarkable for an Irishman, full stop. It's great going.
Yeah, things have gone, you know, very well. Obviously, when you look back, you think, it would be nice if just things had went a wee bit better. But, you know, when I look at things, you know, look back from, say, last year, and I was going to look forward to here, you know, I wouldn't have thought things have gone so well. So, you know, I'm more than happy things have gone this well. And, you know, I think I'll look back and be happy and realise, you know, this is a nice stepping stone for the Worlds next year.
I mean, was that the aim, to be in the top half dozen in Europe?
You know, I definitely wanted to get the semi-final. You know, I definitely feel that was achievable. And then I suppose when you get the semi-final, anything can happen. You know, if you have a great day, you just don't know where things might end up. So, you know, I didn't really look at things and want to know where, position-wise, I wanted to finish. I just wanted to go out there and compete well and, you know, try to beat as many people as I could.
In terms of this semi-final, do you think you hit the limit of your ambitions properly?
I think you always, as I say, think you can go better. Earlier on the season, I felt 10-20s was definitely within on the cards. So, you know, conditions weren't the greatest for sprinting, and, you know, championships, sometimes it's a bit harder to go as quick as that because it's about beating people. But, you know, as I say, I always think you feel like you can go a bit quicker, but that keeps you hungry and keeps you wanting to work harder and improve.
Now, South Korea is on next year, Commonwealth Games later this year, and you could make it to London twice over in 2 years' time.
Yeah, it's very much a few busy years. I've got World Paralympic Championships in January as well, so really looking forward to the next few 2 years. There's going to be a lot of major championships, but, you know, that's what you're in the sport for, to compete against the best and try and improve. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Are you amazed at the interest in you here?
Yeah, very much so. You know, at times you hear people saying there's interest, but you kind of think, there's not interest. Why would anybody care that much? But I'm very surprised how many people have picked up on it and how much interest there's really been.
Look at that. Belgian, Swedish, French, German. It doesn't matter the nationality. They all seem to have interviewed you by this stage.
Yeah, I know. It's very surprising. You know, how many people have picked up on it. And I suppose, you know, it hasn't been done before. And, you know, it's a different story. And the media like to pick up on anything that's slightly different or unusual.
Well, let's face it, from a point of view in terms of Ireland and Northern Ireland, this is a great story for athletics, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it is very good to see, you know, well, within Paralympics, to see that athletes can do things with disabilities or with anything. You know, if you want to do something, you commit to it and put in the hard work, anything's achievable. But it's, you know, at home it's always nice to see people doing well, not only me but other athletes here. You know, it just inspires people and wants other people to do better.
And you had a huge family support here in person, didn't you?
The only man here from the family. The rest of them are all away on holidays. Two younger sisters didn't want to come watch me race for the holidays, which is fair enough, so they're all out in Florida enjoying themselves.